UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon met in a private meeting with the Defense Minister and Deputy Prime Minister of Lebanon on Friday. The Lebanese official expressed his concerns over the continuous and near daily Israeli violations in Lebanon. UN correspondent Afaf Kanja has more.
Israeli violations have reached 6,500 incidents, Mr. Eli Amr, Defense Minister and Deputy Prime Minister of Lebanon, said during a press conference at the UN on Friday. The Lebanese Defense Minister told Secretary General Ban that, quote, this is unacceptable and should be stopped so that UN Resolution 1701 would be implemented from our side in a better way. Resolution 1701 was drafted by the UN Security Council to end the 2006 July through August war with Israel.
You cannot ask from Lebanon if it has 4 or 5 or 6 incidents, according to the UN, that it will accept that the Israeli side commits 6,500 violations. And there is no accountability in this issue.
Meanwhile, Israel's threats are not limited to Lebanon. A war of words has struck among Israel, Lebanon, and Syria. The Lebanese Shiite group Hezbollah said on Friday that, quote, Israel alone will decide whether there will be a war in the region or not. Saad Hariri, Lebanon's prime minister, has expressed his concern about, quote, escalating Israeli war threats and said that the Lebanese government would support the Shiite Muslim group Hezbollah if a war starts with Israel. Quote, we hear a lot of Israeli threats day in and day out, Hariri said in an interview posted on BBC's website on Wednesday. Every day we have Israeli warplanes entering Lebanese airspace. This is something that is escalating, and this is something that is really dangerous. Avigdor Lieberman, Israel's foreign minister, told Israel's radio army, quote, as prime minister, he's simply a hostage of Hezbollah, which has veto power in his cabinet.
Whenever there's been a violation from either side, whether it's rocket fire coming from southern Lebanon, or in particular the overflights by Israel of the Blue Line, we have noted these as violations and reported them in to the Security Council.
During a visit to Russia, Hamas political leader Khaled Mashal said that Israel has made threats of war in Gaza, Lebanon, and Syria. Syria also revealed that it would support Lebanon in the event of any attack by Israel. Syrian President Bashar Assad told Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri on Sunday in Damascus that, quote, Syria will stand alongside the government and people of Lebanon against any possible Israeli aggression launched on Lebanon. Lebanese Defense Minister Eli Amr reported that the U.S. will grant $267 million in military aid to Lebanon. Afaf Kanja, Press TV, United Nations.